All right, on this episode, I am going to go behind the scenes and show you how I'm mapping out the content and communications for the follow-up of a new program we are releasing. So join me on the inside as I show you the way we process things inside our business.
I ran marketing departments in corporate America for 10 years and then ran a digital agency for over another 10 years. So I know the roadmap to online success, and that formula always includes producing content to share your message, from your marketing message to sales and delivery. Hi, I'm Jennifer Neal, and you're listening to The Content Toolbox. I believe the secret to finding and creating raving fans online is through you. In building relationships through stories that share who you really are, create genuine, crazy, raving fans that keep begging you to take their money. And on this podcast, we'll be talking strategies, tactics, tips, and more with myself and other industry experts. So buckle up and start your engines, because it's go time.
All right, so the survey, they're going to go through. I've come up with four different outcomes that people are going to come to. They are either going to be an explorer type, a visionary type, an achiever type, or a director type. And so after they go through these series of questions, they're going to drop down on these pages. And the reason that these, on the drawing I have here, I have different boxes. Of course, they're purple because, you know, hello. Purple. So we have each of the different boxes, and the call to action on this page is going to be to get your results, to like get the guide that's going to help you and understand what your results are. I also, on this little drawing, have stars on each of these because I will be recording a custom video for each one of these types. So to me, the stars represent I need to record a video that's going to go on this page. So that's my little notice. And then I have what my specific call to action is for that page. So then on my drawing, I say, okay, now I'm going to bump these guys over. So when they get results, which means they're going to enter in their email address, then I'm going to take them to the outcome page. So their outcome page is going to be exactly this, the same thing for the same or different outcome page for each one of the personality types. So again, we have explorer, visionary, achiever, and director. And on this page, there will be a separate video for each one of those people again. So that in that video, I will actually be explaining, here's the type, here's what it means. Here's the next things that you need to overcome. Here's some things that you can do to actually get past those steps. And then if you want to take the next step even further, here's something else that you can do. And we're actually going to be offering our Captivating Content Core program, which is a $47 program. So we're just going to say, hey, if you want to go ahead and take the next step, this is something that you can buy. But otherwise, I'm also going to be just sending you some emails that are going to help you. That intro or that tee up is actually going to bring them into our indoctrination sequence or onboarding or nurture or whatever you want to call it, right? So that onboarding sequence is one that we have for whenever people come into our world. We have a series of six emails that we send out to people. And what I want to do is actually customize each of those emails so that it matches up to exactly where these prospects are at in their stage. So I can really dial in the messaging and exactly the steps and things that they can do, resources that I can give them that can help where they're at, right? So what I wanted to do, because we have six emails and we have four different types, that's 24, did I do that math right? Yes, that's 24 different emails. So I wanted to make sure that we had a map of what was gonna happen communication wise when these people came in, so exactly what we're going to be sending them. So on this page, there's going to be the video. The call to action is going to be to get the content core, and I will be explaining that they will be getting the videos coming to them. And the very first video that they're going to get after 15 minutes is a guide that's actually going to help them move on with like if the position that they're in. So for the explorer type, I'm going to send them the explorer content guide. So with that, I think what I'm going to do is a little video training and then a checklist or like a resource guide that's going to help them give them like three actionable steps of things that they can actually do. So that is going to get sent to them in their email. But in the video, I'm going to explain that, it will be going to them in their email in 15 minutes. So what I have on my list here is I have the Explorer page, I have my call to action as being the content core. I know I'm going to be doing a video. And after that, then I have little green boxes. Green to me represents communication. So the green box is an email that's going to get sent to them with a 15-minute delay. Then what I want to also do is to really make this communication just totally dialed in. I'm also going to do, in 30 minutes after the email goes out, I'm going to do a voicemail drop. So it's going to be a pre-recorded voicemail with me talking specifically to the explorer or the visionary or the achiever or the director, or apparently the visionary, because I had a typo in here. Let me fix that. Look, they're all fixed. Okay, so I am going to send them a voicemail. So we have a really cool thing in our follow-up system that we do that allows us to send text messages, voice messages, and emails, as well as to like connect us, and everything kind of comes into one place. It's pretty awesome. So obviously when they do their opt-in, I'm going to ask them for their phone number as well so that I can actually call them. So the system will call and leave that pre-recorded voice message. But what it does is it actually kind of rings the phone for like a half a ring, and then it just goes straight into the voicemail. So it makes the person feel like they actually missed a call from you. It's pretty cool, a little sneaky, but I'm okay with that. So I'm just honestly going to give some good value and say, make sure you check your inbox, and then also let them know that, hey, I'm going to continue sending you some extra emails. If you don't want those emails, just respond and let me know. Like, just send me a text message and we'll take you out. And we have built our system so that automatically it will pull them out of that through the use of all the AI stuff. We don't actually have to manually do that. But it feels very personal, right? When people are going through the system. So then I have in here a little note that says, okay, back on the landing page, did they purchase the Content Core program for $47? If they did, I want to make sure that we are triggering to send them after 10 minutes after they purchase. We want to go ahead and send them the Content Core welcome and the whole tee up of that and the delivery of that program that they just bought. But because I know that they're coming from this system, I really just want to, adjust the delivery of that welcome message to address the fact that they just came from the survey and they discovered their personality type and now they've bought the Content Core. So it's going to help them take that next step. So I'm going to tie the two pieces together so that they kind of play off of each other. So it feels like, again, a personal path. Okay, so if they bought that, we want to go ahead and send in that. And then if they did not, we're going to go ahead and move them into the next email series. So we're going to wait a day and then I'm going to start our email series. So we're going to send them the first email. And in that email, basically the theme around that email is, who am I? Like, who am I? And I think the next one is, yeah, why am I in their inbox? So the very first one is, who am I? So I'm just going to give them a little bit of background about me. And I do all this through telling some stories. But what I'm going to do is go in and weave into these stories a story that will relate to the explorer, relate to the visionary, relate to the achiever, relate to the director. So I want to make sure that what I'm doing in this, again, the content is formulated exactly for them. Pretty cool stuff, right? Okay, so then what I'm going to do is, after we send that email the next day, I'm going to wait 5 minutes and I'm actually going to send a text message and just be like, hey, I just sent you the first of those emails I talked about. Go check your inbox. So I'm just kind of giving them multimedia to make sure that they're like, oh yeah, this is cool. Okay, I got it. Then we're going to go into a series here of waiting for another day, sending email two, another day, sending email three. So what I did is I went through and looked at our emails, and we have 6 onboarding emails. And I looked at what emails need to be really specifically tailored so that I can change the messaging to match each personality type. But I didn't feel like I needed that to happen for all six emails. So I actually switched the order of a couple of them. And I'm going to tee this up now. So we're going to send email 2, 3, 4 a day apart. And again, I don't normally send an email every single day, but I am pre-framing all of this saying, hey, in the very beginning here, I'm going to send you a bunch of emails because it's a lot of good information and some fun stories. And if you don't want to hear them, you don't want to be me send them to you, go ahead and let me know and I will take you off of that list, right? But I still have their information. They haven't opted out of my entire list, so I can still market them in the future. So I'm going to customize up to email 4 for each one of these personality types. Email 1 is, who am I? Email 2 is, why are you in my inbox? Email 3, what do you do? Email 4, who do you do it for? So I really wanted to be able to tailor that who you do it for, again, to each one of the personality types. Kind of makes sense? Then when we get into email 5, which is how did you earn it? Well, the how I earned it is going to be the same for everybody. And how do you do it for me? That's also going to be the same. Actually, maybe not. I may end up changing this because each person, depending on where they're at, may need a different one of our programs. So that may need to adjust. But right now, the way that the how do you do it for me is teed up with all of our programs as like, here's all the things that we do and here's how we can help. So it's meant to let people kind of self-select. So I'm gonna have to think about that. Or maybe it's something we could split test. So what I want to do is be able to send all of those out. And then I actually decided to go ahead and add in another email after email 6. So again, later, and I want to put in a kind of a be a star invite, which is I'm going to invite people, anybody, to come and be a guest on our podcast. So just like I am here doing this, I can actually do this entire process with someone who is looking to increase their content game, right? They've come in, they've gone through all of this stuff, and they're like, I want a little bit of help. Well, I can give them a little bit of help live and record it on the podcast because me helping someone else with the problem that they specifically have is probably also the same problem that somebody else has. And so I want to feature that on our podcast. Or if you do not want to be a guest on the podcast, I am also opening up my calendar for some discovery calls. And so I can get on and do a little 20-minute call and walk through where you're at in your journey and be able to help you out one-on-one with that. So those are, I want to specifically do an email that is like an actual call out to say, let me help you. And here's 2 ways that I can do that. So anybody listening here, the offer is extended to you as well. If you want to be a guest on the podcast or you would like to have a one-on-one session, go to thevirtualjen.com and there's a way to request to be on the podcast on there. And there's also a way to request to book a discovery call. So you can go there, book anything, and I'd love to have you on the show. It'd be a ton of fun, right? I love doing these things. Okay, so I wanted to do that. And then right after I send out the Be a Star email, I want to follow that up with a text message and just say, you know, really quick, hey, did you see my invite to book a call or to be on my podcast? So just a short little text driving people back to the email to make sure that that one actually gets. And then the following day, I decided to close this session out with another voicemail and just let people know like, hey, these initial emails now are all done. Like from now going forward, you will just get our weekly emails where I share a story and what we have released in the podcast. So, and then any like cool new fun promos or anything that we have coming out. So you won't be seeing me show up in your inbox every single day, but going forward, the offer still stands if you want to be a guest on the podcast or you want to book a call. So I just kind of want to make it a personal touch to let them know in voice on their phone, in their voicemail that, hey, offer still stands, right? And then from there, then I go into a turquoise box for those of you not watching, but the turquoise to us signifies that it is an internal process. So internally at that point, then we are going to move them into the newsletter list and out of the nurture list. So the next time we send a newsletter, they will get that newsletter, right? And that is the basics of how I'm setting up these communications. So I want to come up here to the top of this. So the top of my diagram, for those of you listening, I'm going to come back over to that initial content core. So for the people that purchase the content core, I'm sending them that initial welcome email, but I don't want that to just drop. So I'm actually going to wait and strategically 5 days after I sent that initial email, I'm going to send them a follow-up. Hey, how's it going with the content core? Do you have any questions? Because this email is going to fall right at the same time that email number 6 falls. So it's falling right in line with how do you do it for me? So they're going to get 2 emails from me that same day. And then it's going to go right into the Be a Star the next day and like booking as a guest on the podcast or booking a discovery call. So either way, I'm kind of helping to tee up, hey, you bought this awesome thing. How well is it going? Are there other ways that I can help you? Or like, have you had some successes? And do you want to come on our podcast and talk about what you've done, where you got stuck, and let me help you out? So I think that that'll be a really cool way to kind of help customize the delivery of that program. And then I have one other thing. Oh, this, for anybody actually watching, is this. I do have a legend kind of on our chart that we use. Purple stands for process. Turquoise is the internal processes. Green is communications. Little orange button is the call to action. And then blue diamond are action points. So that's just how we kind of create our drawings all the time. So I do have one other thing here. So one of the things that we like to do when I'm drawing out these maps is I want to set up the yes path, like the optimal path, the best way that we want people to go through an entire process. What's the optimal path? It's always going to be moving forward or moving down, depending on how you draw things, right? But you're always going to be moving in one direction. So if they don't take one of those steps, then what do we do? So I always like to kind of have like a yes path of where people are going through, right? And then the no path where they're going to drop down. So people can fall out of each of these steps. We want to make sure that we have like buckets or actions in place that are going to grab those people and have a way to loop them back in if they're still interested. So from right here, what I have is the initial people that are coming through and filling out our survey. When they first fill out that survey and they get to the page where I'm asking them to give me their email address and their phone number, what if they don't give me their email address and their phone number? They already went through all the work of saying, I'm going to fill out this survey, right? I already know what personality type they are because it's recorded on the back end. I just don't know who they are and how to communicate with them. So what I'm actually going to do is set up a pixel right here. And that pixel is going to be by type. So depending on which of their outcome pages that they land on, then I'm going to say, hey, here, this person filled out my survey and this is a visionary person, or this person filled out my survey and it's a director. So I'm going to pixel them with that. And if they do not move forward with filling out their contact information, then I am going to drop them into another bucket that is didn't provide email. So that pixeled audience, now I'm going to use that pixels and I'm going to go on Facebook, Instagram, and probably Google AdWords as well. And I can go run retargeting ads because the retargeting ads are cheaper, right? So I can go set up retargeting ads. So what I'm going to do is set up some retargeting ads for each of the personality types. And I have stars on each of these because I'm going to record a video for each one of them and be like, hey, visionary, I saw that you took the content type survey and you're a visionary. Do you want to know what that means? I promise. I'm just going to give you some really cool information. And all you have to do is just give me your email and your address, or your address, your email and your phone number. And I'm just going to help you with the next steps. No strings. There you go. And see if I can get some more people to come back through. So when they come through, I don't want to just drop them right back onto the same page that they would have gotten to previously. I want to acknowledge the fact that they came from a retargeting ad. They've already filled out the survey and be like, hey, welcome back, Explorer. Here is how to get your results. Just give me this and I am going to send you a series of these emails. There is a simple offer. You are not required to take it. You can opt out of any of our stuff at any point in time, but I really just want to help you with three actionable items that you can take to move to the next step. So that's what this opt-in page is going to be, more of a sales page to have them give me their information. So I'm going to tailor these to the retargeting ads. And then if they fill this out, they will go to the same outcome page that everybody else went to once they first gave me their information, where they will be offered the content core, they'll see the video, and they're going to get the guide sent to them, they'll get the voicemail drop, and it's going to start that whole email sequence. So that is how I'm capturing kind of the bucket of people that don't fill in that information. I created an extra loop to capture the rest of those people. So if I zoom out here on our whole drawing, for those of you watching, this is very typical of the maps that we build for outlining our communications. So this actually, what we use this for is a map to build all of the automation. So I can give this to my automation team and they can go in and say, okay, yeah, I know exactly what to do here. And then it tells me exactly which videos I need to record or script out, right? And then I can outline each of the emails and either have my writer go work on those or I go write them. These days I've been writing a lot of my own emails because I really find I'm enjoying it and I'm having a lot of fun telling stories. But this tells me exactly what emails I need to have, when they're going to be delivered, what the person has already seen beforehand. So it helps me kind of like see the whole path. And it's going to help me book some more calls and get some more guests on our podcast so that I end up having plenty of episodes with guests just like you on here. All right. I hope that that was helpful. And I do apologize for not having a guest on here, but I thought it might be kind of fun to show you guys a little tactical, like behind the scenes, and let you know that this is something that we do. So if you want to be featured on the podcast yourself, or you would love to have a one-on-one discovery call with me, head on over to thevirtualgen.com and you can grab a link to go apply to be on the podcast, or you can schedule to book a discovery call. So I hope to meet you in person. Look forward to it. And if not, take a picture. I'll even pose. Take a picture, screenshot, post what you liked about this episode. Comment, like, share, subscribe, all the good things. And make sure you keep listening for more episodes and information. Go check out the Content Toolbox at thecontenttoolbox.com. And if you're not already in the resource area for the Content Toolbox, make sure that you go in and access that, because there are some super cool, amazing resources in there. So until the next time, you guys, we'll see you then. Thanks.